Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
I'm looking to speak with Michael.
Who's this?
My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything and we're not asking for any type of donations. But first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Great. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. Now, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the primary March? Are you almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Almost certain.
And in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for the city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary elections, what are the chances of your vote for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Almost certain.
In what year were you born? Just a year.
69.
And thank you for your patience. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic Latino descent?
Yes.
Yes, yourself or a person in your household?
I'm the only white guy in my household. Everybody else is Latino.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be white or Caucasian?
Me?
Yes.
Man, that's a tough
one. It's the same thing, but, you know, I always ask both questions.
Yeah.
White or Caucasian? Or Anglo?
I don't have a preference. So whichever one you want to put on there.
Okay.
I'm usually referred to as white. As usually people refer to me as white, but whatever.
Okay. But do you consider yourself of Latino or Hispanic descent?
No, my wife and family are all Latino.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
I think from what I know, they're generally okay. They're on the right track.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Here's the first one. Parental rights in education, homelessness, inflation and the cost of living, jobs and wages, housing affordability, public safety and crime, water policy, or public infrastructure like roads and bridges.
I would say homelessness. What was the other part attached to that?
I have homelessness and inflation and cost of living.
There
parental
you go,
right?
That one.
Okay.
Homelessness, that one.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like for you to rate your feelings towards each one. As very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Here's the first one. Steve Brundown?
Not familiar with him. Don't know him.
Joe Biden?
Yes.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Well, what about Paul Dictos?
I know who. I've heard the name, but I don't really know who he is.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Yes.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Gavin Newsom?
Somewhat favorable.
Gary Bredefield?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, thinking about the March primary elections, if the primary elections for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefield, a businessman and city council member. Paul Dichtels, CPA and county assessor, recorder. Steve Brundown, county supervisor and businessman. And Dion Bordes, for whom would you vote for?
You know what? I still don't know for sure who I vote for yet.
Okay. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to choose right now, to which candidate would you lean towards? Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefield, Paul Dichtels, Steve Brundown, or Dion Bordes?
Probably Bredefield.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefield as the Fresno County Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And how would you rate the job being done by Supervisor Brundown as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't have an opinion there.
Okay. And thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of the candidates for the Fresno County Supervisor. For each one, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for that kind of candidate. Here's the first one. A candidate who is a Democrat. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for a candidate like that?
Somewhat more.
Okay. What about a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno Veterans Administration?
Yeah, somewhat more.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
That's a pretty broad question, hold the line. I'm not sure exactly what that means, for what taxes or...
Oh, that's what the statement says. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. That's all it says.
Yeah. Yeah, and without more information, I don't know how I would answer that.
Okay, no problem.
I'll answer that one.
Okay. The other one says a candidate who is 80 years old.
Well, not typically, but I only have a couple choices this next election, so I'll have to go with, yeah, I would.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely for a candidate who is 80 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, again, I mean, and without more context, that's a hard one because, you know, there's exceptions to all of these as well. So I guess somewhat more likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound right, but I don't know the whole context of why it was doubled. That's probably less likely.
And what about a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Yeah, probably less likely.
A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library?
Just on its face, more likely.
Okay. And so the one here says, a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Probably less likely.
Okay. And thank you for your patience. You're doing great. We are starting to wrap this up. Now I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for that candidate. Here's the first one. Gary Bredefield currently serves on the Fresno County Council, where he fought against making a mandate and business shut down during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a mega Republican to defend our rights and freedom, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing this information, would you say that there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all that you would vote for Gary Bedingfield for county supervisor?
A good chance.
Oh, the other one says Steve Brundown currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brundown has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brundown is a mega Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, would you say that there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Steve Brundown for county supervisor?
Small chance.
And the last one says Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out insufficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. After hearing this information, would you say that there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
A fair chance.
Okay. And after hearing more information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Gary Bedingfield, a businessman and city council member, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder, Steve Brundown, a county supervisor and businessman, and Dion Bordes, for whom would you vote for?
Well, on Bordes and Herrera, what was, it didn't really give what they're going to do, just the three. Was there something that those two are going to do as well?
Well, so far from the information that I've given you, that's what I know, and that's, you know, what they're doing.
Okay, so like with Dictos and Bedingfield, you gave me like what they're for and against, and but not really the other two. Do you have something on those two?
Yes, no, I do not have information on the other two candidates. Okay. Just the ones that I gave you the information of.
Okay, so what was the question?
Well, the question is, after hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Gary Bedingfield, Paul Dictos, Steve Brundown, and Dion Bordes, for whom would you vote for?
Probably Bedingfield.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
A Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Not strong, moderate.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Like I have a graduate degree.
And do you currently own your home? Rent your home, or do you live with friends and family? Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you much for your participation. You enjoy your night. Thank you very much.
Now, who are you guys with? Who are you with?
The company name?
Yeah.
It's Kuros?
It's what?
You would spell it Q-U-E-R-O-U-S.
Okay, and are they
we are a premier provider of custom online surveys, specialized in general studies. All of your information is strictly confidential. This is just a study that we're conducting.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. Have yourself a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.